every evening when the sun goes down. Get with my party and I begin to clown. I don't care what the people are thinking. I'm not drunk, I'm just a drinker. I set him up another round. I set him up another round. I set him up another round. One more round won't get me down.
Hello and welcome to the festive edition of Drinking with Fear. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. Oh, yeah, Happy New Year as well. Although
we next week, surely.
Whether we do one before New Year or not.
Yeah, that's a hootenanny.
We'll see what happens. We'll try. But yeah, this is the festive episode of Drinking with Fear. So Merry Christmas, everyone. And I've got Ben and I've got Wayne around the table. Yeah, and man, we better start with what we're drinking because... End of the day, it is Drinking with Fear. I am the Fear. And Ben, it is a festive episode. First of all, actually, let's have some Christmas music on. There we go. So some Christmas music is now...
It's nice, actually.
It's very pleasant. So what will... What are you laughing for? Okay, so drink-wise.
Ho, 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 Pete and Wayne.
Yes.
Because it's festive, I've gone for a nice, warmed glass of mulled wine. Oranges in it and all sorts.
Lovely job.
I've got eggnog. I don't actually know how to make eggnog, so I bought one of the pre-made things.
That's okay.
Lovely. Okay. Well, you've actually, from the previous episode that we did, you left the whiskey as well. So we've got whiskey, we've got lager, we've got we've got some Buck's Fizz. Yeah, it's just down there. We've got some Buck's Fizz. We've got
Christmas
some, what do you bought? You got quite a lot. Drinks wise.
Yeah, Baby Sham. Some of that. Sherry.
Is that Christmas Eve?
We've got some
baby.
It's just that drink you have at Christmas. Well, not I do. It's what old people have.
That Matchmakers After Eight. It's the sort of things that you never have. Terry's Chocolate Orange.
Yeah.
You never have them any other time. I love Terry's Chocolate
Orange. I do.
Yeah, the best bit about Terry's Chocolate Orange is that middle bit at the end.
Well, it can't be the end.
Well, no, it's you get all the slices and you've got like the core.
Yeah, that's the best bit. It's like eating a bag of like Watsits and it's just the flavour at the bottom.
Toblerones, yes or no?
I don't like a Toblerone.
I like a Toblerone.
Can you get them in supermarkets or is it just on planes?
You get them in supermarkets.
You can pretty much only get like the fucking massive ones now, can't you?
I reckon there'll be one thing that a lot of people will be either opening on Christmas Day. They might have already opened it now, or I might have ruined a little present for people. But I've noticed it in the run-up to Christmas a lot, where you can now actually get a personalised Toblerone.
I've seen one as presents before.
Yeah.
I think my stepdad might have had one.
So when it says, instead of saying Toblerone, it says, you know, you're a twat or whatever, you know, or someone's name.
So I'm not a big fan of Toblerone, and this might be just because I'm a bit of a weirdo, but to eat a Toblerone,
you have to
bite the triangle bits off at a time.
Yes.
And finally, when I bite down, the top of the Toblerone always pokes into the top of my mouth.
That's what I was about to say. I was going to say, I like Toblerones, but they're a bit awkward to bloody
eat. They are.
It's unlike a Terry's Chocolate Orange, where obviously it falls apart and then it's easy to eat, but a Toblerone, again, it's quite hard to eat, isn't it?
Yeah, massively so.
Is it?
Massively so. What about like gold coins?
Oh, I love
Why
gold
can't
coins.
You get them?
And the chocolate
nice
ones.
Chocolate, it's horrible.
Oh no, I think it's quite nice.
I know what you mean, I like them. I like them.
You should be able to get those all year round.
Yeah, I like them. Do you like candy canes?
No,
because they're on the tree just to my right.
Oh, that's a lovely tree.
There are candy canes. In fact, they're the ones that you can't eat, but there will be
What's the fucking point then? I got the wrong ones.
Isn't it?
I actually thought they were the ones that you can eat, and then when I got them out,
did you try?
That's true.
Then when you got given a £2 coin in change.
Yeah, but you tried to eat some of the baubles as well.
I was hungry, what can I say?
I have to say, yours is a very nice-looking tree, Pete.
It's a fucking good tree. Because when I was decorating Drinking with Fear Towers, I looked at all the old decorations that I bought over that I've had for a while, and I threw them all away. And so I've got all brand new ones. We've got candles. We've got little mini Christmas trees. We've got kind of like a twig Christmas tree, which I must admit, when I got it, I weren't convinced, but it's actually quite nice.
I assume all this frosting is actually just your semen.
obviously.
Why would you? Well, okay. I don't know why you would assume that.
You know, when I was setting up all the equipment, what else are you, you spend your time doing?
It is Christmas.
It is Christmas, after all. And, so there we are. First question, really, is Christmas. Now, there's a lot of people out there. Now, obviously, Christmas, some people just don't like it. Okay. And they might not like it for certain reasons. You know, something might have happened this time, whatever. But I like Christmas. But I like Christmas from about the 16th onwards. Any time before that, I kind of go, take it or leave it, really. It's nice.
It's just early December.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go on about having Christmas decorations up or Christmas music playing in shops and all that sort of thing. It just happens. But I like it from about the 16th onwards.
When did you put your tree up?
I put it up fairly early, to be fair. But that's because I bought it and I'm like, fucking put it up there. Seems like.
The thing I do like about Christmas and the thing that I don't like in the same context is I love the old feeling that everybody is just happy and everyone's nice to each other. And I can only summarize it very much like when England were doing well in the World Cup, walking down the streets and everyone just being jovial and chanting with each other and singing. And I do like that feeling for those 2 weeks. But on the other hand, I'm with you, Pete. Before the 16th, I want to be this grumpy old man still.
Why the 16th?
Well,
I think it's just a number you picked out.
The 13th? Is that 12 nights?
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
12 days before Christmas. 12
nights? Is that
the 12 days of Christmas after Christmas.
No, it's a lead up to Christmas. That's why I have you.
Well, no, you do get the time after Christmas where, because you're meant to take your decorations down on the 4th or the 5th, or if you leave them up any longer than that, then it's that 12th night. That might be right. I'm not.
No, you could be.
I'm fairly sure you meant to traditionally put your tree up at Christmas and then you have it for 12 days after.
Mm. I think actually
you might be right there.
When you were, in the 2 or 3 days you went to school, Ben, which character did you play in the school play?
I was always a sheep. Majority of the time, I was a sheep. But then when I was 7, I started to learn guitar. So after the age of 7, I was always put, we had a little band thing that I would play the songs.
So they didn't even let you on stage?
No, I was to the side of the stage. Sheep. But before that, I was always a sheep.
I'm not surprised.
My mate, Big Matt, he once got to play the snowman. He's the star of the show.
What, the nativity?
It fucking snowed a lot that year, didn't it?
We didn't necessarily do the nativity. We did the story of the snowman. And
I was Joseph once.
Were you?
I think.
Did you have a technical dream?
No, I think I was actually Joseph twice. And the reason is because I remember...
You looked old enough to have a baby?
Yeah. I remember the same person... I remember the same person being one of the people... it was the same story, you're knocking on the door, any room here? No. And I remember the same person was one of the people saying, is there any room here? Open their door. And I went, is any room here? And they went, no room.
Yeah,
that was
definitely true. And
it was fucking still.
It was fucking 2 years on the bounce.
It's a long waiting list, isn't it?
I generally remember being a child and when they opened the door and went, and I just looked at them and went, this is quite funny because it's 2 years on the bounce, there's still no fucking room. That's
just true. Manger again.
Yeah.
In the barn.
But I was definitely Joseph once. Wayne?
I was clearly a wise man.
Were you really?
Yeah, I'd put you
as
that.
I fucking remember. It was a long time ago.
Were you gold, frankincense, or myrrh?
Yes.
What is myrrh?
Myrrh is something you put on dead people, isn't it?
Is it?
It's an ointment.
What's frankincense?
An incense.
That's definitely something,
Fairly sure I know what gold is.
Gold is gold.
Gold, it's one of those bars, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bars of chocolate.
You could have Caramac kind
gold
of
bar.
Beautiful. I once had one of those.
Fucking gold bar.
There was no biscuit in the middle. It was just the pure caramel.
I'm not sure I'd like that.
Oh, mate. Taste sensation. It's brilliant.
All down my leg, that is.
Oh. You used to get seven of them for a quid from Asda.
Gold.
Yeah, sure, you can still pick them up at Co-op. I think I've
sure you can. I think
few.
It's 7 for a quid now, though. They'll have gone the way of the Freddo, where it's now £4. Yeah, quid.
Gold bar or a club bar?
Oh, gold bar every time.
Orange club.
It depends on the club, doesn't it? If you're chucking that raisin and biscuit one at me, then no.
I would say, I've not had a gold bar in ages. I would say Orange Club now. purely because it's been so long since I've had a gold bar. Not quite sure how we've managed to get onto Orange,
Orange Club or Orange Viscount.
Definitely. Oh, you've gone for the, you've gone back on the old whiskey.
That's a big glass
no,
as well.
Well, no, what did I have? That's eggnog.
What are you doing?
That's a lot of whiskey, Wayne.
No, it's Christmas.
I'm taking a photo.
There's no
that.
Such
that's,
thing as a lot of whiskey at Christmas.
That's brilliant.
That's good.
That's a lot of whiskey.
That's going on there.
Put the eggnog to one side.
Yeah, I just know it all, mate.
put right. it there.
I want a frankincense bar.
I don't know what myrrh is. Do you know what? When you said what myrrh is, I my first thought was, is it kind of like a frog spawny type thing? Is that caviar?
No. I'm sure it's some sort of ointment that you put on dead people.
What, like
and
gold
that,
coins?
Are they bringing that
that's
to
gold
the
coins.
Birth of
that's
Christ?
What he, that's what he wanted. It was on his birthday. It was on his Christmas week.
Or were they just like thinking, you know
what
did back
baby,
in these times,
what do babies like
childbirth
nowadays?
Doesn't usually go that well. So let's just prepare.
Do you know what? I reckon he'd like some gold. Ooh, yeah. Well, I reckon he'd like to smell nice. Mm. It's getting some of that frankincense. It's like the early version of a Yankee candle, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. Let's get some of that.
But also, when they came up with the name of it as well, you know, frankincense, good name. Obviously, great. Gold. Gold is around. Ooh. What should we call this? That'll do.
Sounds like a slow fart.
Yeah, we've got to send it to the printers. You know, just put myrrh down. You know, someone was dictating to him. all right. What did we call it in the end? How many R's? So anyway, this is the festive special. So yes. It's going to be.
We've done our homework.
We announced in the previous episode that we're going to do a bit of a game. Okay. And hopefully everyone's done their homework.
I've done my homework.
You've done your homework?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I've done it well, but I've done
you're
it.
You're not sure you've done it well? I have, because...
Well, you've done twice as much homework.
All you've done is bang on it for the last fucking 6 months.
I've got my my
he's written it out.
Yeah, it's that good. He had to write it down.
I have reasons as well. Okay, so the game is called Ho Ho No, and basically what it is, it's a true or false game.
I thought it was called Ghost of Christmas Pissed.
Oh yeah, that's right. Ghost of Christmas Pissed.
Fucking useless.
That's what you said last week. That's a much funnier name.
Welcome to the Wayne and Ben Show.
It's not better than Ho Ho No.
Well, anyway, okay. Ghost of, it's called Ghost of Christmas Pissed. Okay,
great
and,
name, Pete.
And basically,
well thought out. Yeah.
My aim.
Get on with it.
Stop running my game. Okay, so the aim of the game is it's a true or false game, and what we're going to do is one person is going to say three stories about their past at Christmas. Mm-hmm. Things that have happened, stories regarding Christmas, okay? Two of them are false and one is true.
Mm-hmm.
The other two people, okay, are going to then guess which one they believe is true. Now, when I mean guess, they can ask questions, they can dissect these stories, they can interrogate, and if they get it right, they can both go for the same one if they want, you know, it's absolutely fine, and then you'll get 1 point. Okay, we're going to go around, and then we'll tally them up. So I have a bit of paper here.
Okay, can I go first?
Okay.
For the scores...
There's three people. Do you really need a piece of paper to remember how fucking many points we've got?
I forgot the name of the fucking quiz, so I need to bloody write something down, don't I?
Okay, so my three stories.
Wait.
Okay.
Welcome to Ghost of Christmas Pissed.
We need a jingle. Doodly-doo, doodly-doo. No, that's fucking countdown.
For fuck's sake. Right, Ben.
Okay, my three stories are, number one, for Christmas... My mum accidentally bought me pornography.
So
accidentally. That's a lie right there.
Bought me pornography.
A pornography.
B is that my dad very much purposely bought me several rolls of wallpaper and wrapped them up.
Nice.
Wallpaper. Stop looking at what I'm writing down.
And C is that I once nearly choked on my Christmas dinner after my gran declared that she loves nothing more at Christmas than a good cock sandwich.
Well,
this is a trick because they're clearly all true.
Exactly. I mean, we know that your gran loves a cock sandwich for a start.
She loves a cock sandwich.
But did she say it at the dinner table? That's the key aspect.
So, okay, yeah,
I'm fairly sure she said it when just me and Selby were there.
That's right. Well, to be honest, I didn't understand what she was saying. She had something in her mouth. Sure the
mouth. Oh, God bless you, Graham. Merry Christmas. Okay, interrogate away.
Are we going to do this systematically?
I think we just go balls deep. Right.
All right. A. Right. Porno.
Pornography.
What was the porn that was bought?
It was a DVD that my mum bought me. It's like one of these cheap ones that you can get for like £2 from somewhere. And going back to said time, I used to buy Nuts and Zoo magazine every week.
Okay.
And obviously for the jokes and the things about cars, but the boobs in there were tremendous. And I used to watch Hollyoaks a lot as well. So my mum found this DVD that contained just like modelling shoots of the girls from Hollyoaks or the girls from Nuts and Zoo, all that. And the girl that was in The Real Hustle, I can't remember what her name was. Jenna something.
Yeah,
she was lovely.
She was mint.
Hollyoaks.
Not in Hollyoaks, in the real Hustle.
Oh, I don't know.
Blonde girl in that.
Just smoking hot, basically.
So, yeah, bought me that DVD. That night, went home, I was living with Saunders at the time. He complained that there was nothing on TV on a Christmas night, it was all rubbish. So I said, tell you what, my mum's bought me this DVD. Do you watch it? He was a massive fan of whoever the girl was from The Real Hustle. Put it on, and that was the second half of the DVD.
There's a lot of depth.
The first half was just it was like two porn scenes that went on.
Why did your dad buy you some wallpaper?
Because going back, I was a bit younger than what I was back then. It was his beautiful idea that for Christmas we will decorate your room. It was as simple as that.
Oh, it's like a startup kit.
But the thing that really pissed me off was like about 3 months previous, my brother had had his room done anyway. done that. And still had a normal Christmas. But for Christmas, I got bought some rolls of wallpaper with this grand gesture from it. It wasn't the He-Man that I wanted or anything like that.
What was it?
How old are you?
What was the wallpaper? Mm. It was white and it had like black and red roses on it. I didn't pick it out myself. It's what my dad picked out that was going to decorate my room in and gave me that as my Christmas present, is we're going to decorate your room for you.
And why did your gran say choke?
Would you say she likes to choke on cocks? Is that what she said? No, cock sandwich.
She likes
cock sandwich.
Yeah, a cock
sandwich. So that was a little bit later than the others, and it would have been like late 2000s, and I'd just moved in with Saunders. So we used to have massive, grand Christmas dinners that...
naked Christmas dinners.
Yeah, we'd have all the other members of the family around. It was like my brother would there, then his wife would be there, then he had kids and stuff like that. And so we always used to have this massive turkey. But because this year it was only going to be me, my gran, my mum and my dad, we decided that we'd get a cockerel instead. So it was a bit smaller. And I can't remember I can't remember the build up to how she said it exactly. All I can remember is there
was she watching that DVD that you got for Christmas?
My dad said something like, Andrew, you've cooked this cock beautifully, which whilst I'm eating made me snigger and smile inside a little bit. And then my mum said, it's a good job it's a big one because we've got plenty to go around afterwards, which made me giggle a little bit more inside again. Referring that later on Christmas night, we can have like sandwiches and cockerel sandwiches and that sort of thing. To which my gran then said, meaning that her favourite part of Christmas was the sandwich that came later, but said, I love nothing more at Christmas than a good cock sandwich.
Oh my God. Do you know what? The thing is,
which then made me choke a little bit.
It's her Christmas too, man.
I'm ruling out the cock.
You never rule out the cock.
I'm ruling out the cock. I think
it's the cock. I don't. I think it's the.
I'm gonna ask one more question.
Far away.
One more question. What did you do with the wallpaper?
It went up in my room for some time, but then at some point I went through a scratchy phase and stuff, and I started peeling some off. And my mum came and told me off, we had to go and buy another roll from somewhere.
Okay. Wayne.
I think the roll wallpaper's true.
You're going for wallpaper. I'm going for porno. Is it A, porno, B, wallpaper, or C, cock?
Well, guys, the correct answer is C. It was my gran's cock sandwich. But, yes, to make it fair...
I fucking knew it.
I still feel like I've won.
In fairness, the other...
How the fuck have you won?
Because that's the best story.
The other two happened on birthdays.
I knew that was going to be it.
Bollocks, did
you? There we go.
Bollocks, did you?
The other two actually happened on my birthday.
So none of us got a fucking point.
Was it the same birthday?
No, not the same. Not the same birthday. No, but on my Christmas one is that my gran actually said, "I love nothing more at Christmas than a good cock sandwich." I then put it straight onto Facebook. It's probably the most likes I've ever had in my life.
Okay, so round one was a complete disaster for me and Wayne.
So is it me? 1 point to Ben?
Yep. No, well, no, he didn't get any points.
Why not? You get a point if you...
Surely I get a point because none of you got it.
No. It just means that we're on zero, so you still have to win points.
Well, that's not fair.
It's the way it
we'll
is.
We'll decide once we've played the game.
Well, so, hang on, you got a bit of a Christmas carling on the go.
Yeah, but I've run out of more wine.
So. I've gone for a Kronenbourg. Big bottle, as usual. Big bottle of the 1664.
I'm still on the whiskey.
And you've drinking your pint of whiskey. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I see that we've all pushed the eggnogs and all that out of the way. We've just...
No, it's good for a first bit, wasn't it?
Exactly. You don't really drink them. Okay.
Well, there's a reason people don't drink that shit the rest of the year.
Of course, yeah. feel festive once and move on.
Okay, so my turn.
Okay,
he's got his script out in front of him.
So, Pete, would you like to tell us your three stories that might have happened over Christmas?
Story A.
Mm-hmm.
I once shit myself.
Yes, true. I'm going with that one.
You're all bastards.
No, that's it. We're done. Wayne, what's yours? Point to me, Wayne.
Well, mine is, I wouldn't shit myself.
Goodwill to all men and all, that's out the window.
Carry
go
on.
On, go on.
Okay, I once shit myself in the kitchen in front of my mum. Is it B, I once handed presents over that were partially covered in my own sick? Or is it C, I ruined Christmas by waking everyone up when I fell into the Christmas tree and blamed my sister because I was scratched up to fuck from an earlier incident?
Oh, so we're going back to scratches.
I think I won't say no.
Okay, I'll let you go first.
I think
then
you've
Wayne.
Shit yourself. And I remember you telling me a story about how it was running down your leg and it was all over the kitchen floor, but I don't think it was Christmas.
He's painting a great picture of you. Okay, so go to... Story A, then. So how old were you at this point?
Story A, I was 20.
Okay. Right, wasn't expecting that. So was this on the back of something you'd eaten, or you'd been a bit pissed the night before, or just...
Pissed.
You were pissed at the time or the night before?
I was probably actually still pissed.
Okay.
And is this early in the morning?
Yeah, what time of day was this?
Oh, this is early in the morning. Only two people were up in the house.
Okay.
Was it like... Did you just, like, follow through? Or was it just leaking out of you?
Oh, like a shot.
It was a shot.
Okay. Awesome. Merry Christmas, everyone. Cliff Richard's probably going
to
write a song
good
about this, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. So the repercussions of said shot were... Were you a disgrace to the family or anything like that?
No one knew because I hid it
by
putting my my slippers that I was wearing on top of said shit. I stood and span around in the middle of the kitchen.
This was a shart. So a shart doesn't tend to go any further than your pants.
No, it went down his leg.
I
shit. Onto the floor.
I put,
that's from your story, not from his.
Yeah.
I put my slipper on it and I managed to hide it until said relative went
upstairs. What's the substance we're talking? Is this like a full-on one? Or
it watery.
Watery. And then I then cleaned it up with no one knowing.
Okay. I've stopped...
Literally shut on the floor.
I've stopped believing that a little bit. So moving on.
That's a true story. I don't know if it was at Christmas, but that's a true story.
Okay, so moving on to story B then, was that you handed over presents to people that were partially covered with your own sick.
Yes, I threw up. I threw up in the morning, and I threw up in my bed, which had my presents next to it. And when I cleaned it off...
Sleeping your presents for?
No, my presents were in my room. A very small room when I lived with my parents. Okay. And I threw up, and I cleaned off for the sick. But as I'm handing over one of the presents to my dad, I realised there was quite a lot of sick still on one side of it.
Okay, so I'm going back a little bit in terms of my interrogation. So these presents were in your room.
Yes.
And you threw up in your bed.
Yes.
So these presents had to be quite close to your bed.
There was no room in my room.
It was a very small room. But I remember as a room.
So how many presents are we talking that would have been there?
Oh, a handful, six at most.
Okay, and they're right next to where you would have stood out of your bed?
Literally next to my bed.
Right, and the distance between your bed and the wall would be?
The other wall, a matter of a yard and a half.
Okay, that is quite a small room. It's quite a small room. And it was just your dad's present that had this.
I cleaned a lot of this, the sick off, and no one knew apart from my sister, who had a present that was quite damp on the outside because of the water.
Oh, but that was piss.
Yeah, probably was. Because obviously I cleaned them all up, and everything was fine, apart from when I handed the present to my dad, and there was sick still on the side
facing me. What was the present?
Hmm?
What was the present?
It was a putting device. You know, when them things where the ball goes in and it,
oh, yeah,
it spits
love
it back.
Those.
So it was quite.
So
a,
it was in a box. So it was within the
decent sized box,
by the
and it was basically my side. And when he opened the present, I had to basically take the wrapping paper away from him and kind of scrunch it up and put it away.
Okay. No, I'm happy with
and
it.
And how old would you have been around then?
I was about 18.
Okay. So okay. I'm quite happy with my interrogation on this one. There, I'm getting some clues. I'm also getting some mind, like reading your eyes a little bit with this.
Really?
And your third one, remind me again, was
the third one was I came in really pissed on Christmas Eve, and I fell over something into the Christmas tree, destroyed the Christmas tree, goes over. Everyone comes downstairs, and I was scratched up, like in my face and everything. And the thing I fell over, my sister had placed there, and she got the blame, and there was a big argument carried on over Christmas.
Oh, so
the scratches on my face were not from the fall. It was because we used to push each other into hedges on the way home at Christmas from the Pied Bull.
Okay, so when you first said it, when you said, I blame my sister, I thought you meant you blame your sister that it was her that pushed over the tree.
No, it was me who definitely fell over the tree, but she got the blame because of the things that were in front of the tree.
Okay.
Apparently she weren't meant to have put there, but obviously I didn't know that at the time.
You came in a bit drunk,
but
didn't turn on the lights because it was Christmas, so you wanted
they all
to.
Thought the scratches on my face and everything was from that fall, when it wasn't. It was from being pushed into bushes earlier, because that happened for a number of years.
I'm thinking.
I know where I'm going with this. I think I've worked him out.
I think that, well, this is it a trick? Are these all true stories? Well, as in, they all happen.
Mine, for example, were all true stories.
Oh, no,
but
indeed.
One only
but,
applied itself to Christmas.
But I'm putting the timeline together. He comes home drunk. He falls into the tree.
Yeah.
He goes to bed, throws up, wakes up the next day, still hungover, and shits himself in the kitchen.
Ah.
That's a hell of a Christmas, that is.
That is. That's like Frank Spencer's Christmas, isn't it?
So, right, that's not going to be my answer. But if it is, I'm getting the point for that. My answer is... I'm going to go with shit yourself in the kitchen.
So you go with shit in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a little bit unfair because you know this story anyway. You've heard this story from being friends for a long time. Mm. But I'm saying C, based purely because I think the first two could have happened on birthdays or anything like that. But the fact that C is involving a Christmas tree...
I think that's the red herring.
...lends itself to being the correct answer. So, Pete, I would like to say that the correct answer is that you fell over the Christmas tree, covered in scratches, and blamed your sister.
The answer is... I shit myself in the kitchen.
Oh, no way.
And
yes, you bitch.
No and I
way.
Hid it under my slipper, spinning round in the middle of the kitchen whilst talking to my mother.
How did you clean it up without no one
Who then
knowing?
Went upstairs because she was making a
Do they know
cup
now?
Of course not.
They know now.
Well, they do now.
Making a cup of tea or something. Went upstairs and then I cleaned it off the floor.
And didn't smell
and
it?
And no, but and then I went and obviously
She's
just...
a good cook, his mum.
Oh, no, shat my brains out. in the toilet. But anyway,
Mr. Selwyn.
That's what happened.
Can I come around this year?
The other two stories are complete bollocks. Neither
completely made up. You told them
completely
really,
made up. Really well. There was only a slight element of truth into the Christmas tree one because for a number of years, walking back from the Pied after Christmas Eve was pushing people into hedges. That happened for a number of years.
Thing,
but the other two stories.
That's why I didn't go with it.
Made up.
Because that is an all year round thing where you get drunk, you push people into hedges.
Yeah. Ah.
So Wayne has
1 point
one
for Wayne.
Point.
Shall we have another quick break whilst I wait for Wayne to get his...
No, I think we just go straight into it.
Yeah, you're good.
Balls deep. Go for it.
Thank you, Sammy.
That was me, just shitting myself in the kitchen.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Christmas is a time for a big fart.
Three stories. They're not really... I won't go as far to say they're stories, but I'll give you two lies and a truth.
That's what we want.
First one is for one Christmas, I went on holiday with, you probably know this better than me, I hope, a footballer called Tommy Johnson.
Played for Notts County, Derby, Villa.
Yeah?
Yep.
So I had a Christmas with him.
He actually dyed his hair ginger. He had the ginger highlights thing going on. You remember Pete, surely?
Yeah, played for Derby.
Derby, Notts County first, Villa after Villa. Derby.
Did he used to do some time in Scotland?
I don't know.
I think it was like Celtic or something.
Could have been. Yeah.
Another one.
The fact that he knows this is.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one was I had a Christmas drink with the writer, TV broadcaster Danny Wallace.
Okay.
At Christmas.
Yeah, I know Danny Wallace as well. Also, different Danny Wallace played football for Southampton and Man United.
And my third is I had a lunch around Christmas with friends. At a friend's house, and Terence Stamp was there.
Terence Stamp.
These are all quite tame, aren't they, in comparison?
They're not as disgusting as you animals.
We have completely
Jesus,
different
I can
Christmases.
Smell, we've just farted.
Fucking our level.
Oh, that's fucking rank.
Our level. It's the eggnog. Our level of league story, and then you've got fucking Wayne having dinner with Terence Stamp.
Exactly, yeah.
If anything could sum up this
Danny
podcast.
Was, yeah.
Okay.
So interrogate away.
Okay.
Now.
Are we going straight with A or?
See, the thing is, I know, I'm pretty sure that you've met Danny Wallace.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that you've met Terence Stamp.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that you went on holiday with Tommy Johnson.
But I don't think you meant to go on holiday with a footballer.
Oh, I believe...
It just
so happened as an acquaintance of someone or other. And you
it
still
was
know.
Friends of my ex-wife's parents, and we all went on holiday together.
And where was your ex-wife from?
It's
local to where we...
Sutton Bonington.
So, yeah, he started out with Notts County, so that makes sense.
The thing is, it's the Christmas angle.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Christmas angle because I think all three are true, but one is at Christmas.
Mm.
Just to give you a bit of a help here, Ben, because I know that at least two of them. The Terence Stamp one could be...
I've heard you mention Terence Stamp before. I don't know whether it's in here or one or two times that we've met outside of.
Where did you have dinner with Terence Stamp?
It was in a house in Portobello Road in London.
You can't get more highbrow, can you?
Okay.
Pete shits himself. I watch porn.
your grandma takes cock. Sandwich,
yeah.
Okay, so you had dinner with Terence Stamp. What did you eat?
I had a sandwich.
Do you know
was
what?
It a cock sandwich?
Cock sandwich.
Do you know what? I'm not bothered about
quite
that.
Quite remember what it was,
no,
to be honest.
It. You're not going
to
remember that. You won't remember
the other bits. Okay, Danny Wallace, where in Loughborough?
The Griffin.
Oh, he was straight there. He was straight in there. Knew it was Griffin.
Was...
So why was it Christmassy? What was Christmassy about this?
It was very much close to Christmas, like within a week or two. We were all back from uni at that time because I was probably about 22, 23
mm-hmm.
or so. I might be a bit older, 24.
Was that your first year of uni?
Could have been fucking any of them, to be fair. I was there long enough.
That's a podcast in its own.
So
by
all
the
your
way.
Friends get together and go out for Christmas drinks. So I went for Christmas drinks in the Griffin, and Danny Wallace is at the bar. I had just read one of his books. And
Yes Man?
Well, it was Yes Man, actually. He was there because he's a Loughborough lad.
So I'm too busy reading nuts to know.
Well, Yes Man, you know the film Yes Man with Jim Carrey?
No Man.
All right. Well, that's the only book I know Danny Wallace has written.
Okay,
so, like...
moving on.
Anyway, I introduced myself, got a picture, so I had a chat with him and had a drink.
When you say you had a drink with him, did you just go have your picture taken, sip of your beer, walk off, and class that ass?
No,
had a drink. How long was this?
It was about 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Did you instigate the conversation?
Yes,
of course he did.
I'm
Danny Wallace is not going to go up to him.
Actually,
and say,
technically, I think it was my ex-wife.
About to say you'd never actually ask someone. I know that you've been on holiday with Tommy Johnson. That in a sentence is funny, but.
Especially because I ain't got a fucking clue who he is.
I know you have, because you came back going, I've just been on holiday with Tommy Johnson.
I haven't.
I think I know what I'm going to guess.
I've got no idea.
I
can't work this one out.
Okay. Are you going to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay, you go first.
I'll go first. So we've got the choice of
Tommy Johnson.
Danny Wallace.
Terrence Stamp. Or Terrence Stamp. Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've asked. So Terence Stamp, that was in Portobello Road.
That's Portobello Road.
Danny Wallace was in the Griffin in Loughborough. Tommy Johnson, where on holiday?
I have no idea.
Of course, you know where you were on holiday.
It was on the south coast somewhere.
Right. Okay. So it wasn't abroad.
No.
And you didn't go with him.
I didn't travel down with him.
But
he was there.
You went as a group.
Yes.
With the intention of meeting him while you were there.
Yes. Yes. We just had this beach villa thing, and it was just me. My ex, her family, and his family.
I'm going A.
You're going Tommy Johnson?
Yeah, I'm going Tommy Johnson.
Okay, I'm not going to go A because I think it was in the summer. I'm going to go B, Wallace.
Drum roll.
I didn't get a drum roll. Okay.
It's B.
Yeah.
Oh.
Get in there.
Well, no, by these
do
rules.
Do a little dance.
By these rules, I've lost, and I'm the only one that told a good lie that people didn't get.
I think he gets a point for that.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's a draw.
Yeah.
It's a draw in the festive period.
The holiday with Tommy Johnson was New Year's.
Was it New Year's?
New Year's.
Knew you went on, but when you said South Coast on a beach, I was
Terrence
like, well, that's got to be.
I just saw him on a tube once.
You not had fucking dinner with him. Portobello Road.
Yeah, where did that come from?
It was when he said Portobello Road. I was like, you fucking
because when
bullshit.
I was actually staying with friends in Portobello Road,
yeah.
I saw him on the tube.
Oh, right. Yeah. I know the Danny Wallace story was true, but again, that was more Christmassy than fucking going on the beach with Tommy Johnson.
How was Tommy Johnson?
He was all right.
Yeah?
He was quite a nice guy.
Okay, then. So
I really enjoyed that.
As Drinking With Fear is obviously named after the fear, I think we should have like kind of a final round, okay?
Ooh,
and the final round...
It's a draw, isn't it?
The final round, because it's a draw. Okay, I've got three more stories.
Oh, fucking hell.
So,
oh, okay.
There is still options, okay? One of you has to pick one of them. One of you has to pick a different one, which leaves me with the final one.
If we both get it wrong, then you get the point.
Yeah.
Correct.
And then I win. That's how we win.
All to play for. All
right. We'll do a coin toss when we're ready.
Just toss me a coin?
I'll toss you.
Thank you. It is Christmas.
Okay. The three stories are... Story A. I cried...
Yeah, that one.
I cried in my sister's toilet
while wanking
because I lost virtually 100% of my student loan on the King George horse race on Boxing Day.
Okay.
B, I slept in my own piss
after wetting
the bed the night before.
Hey?
The thing is, these are all going to be true again. That's the best bit. They're just some of them are only going to be
that's
Christmas.
That's 2 nights of sleeping in piss.
No, he shit himself. No, and, he threw up.
No, he just said...
Hang on.
We'll go back to this.
And C, I used some of my housemates at university's presents as my own.
Oh, no.
Okay. These are all going to be true again, aren't
they? So I'm going to break the mold and go for B, because you said you slept in your own piss after wetting yourself the night before.
Yes.
So that is two consecutive nights of sleeping in piss.
Yes.
At which part of Christmas is this? So what are the two nights?
I pissed myself on Christmas Eve, and when I got up the next day...
On Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day, yeah. I completely forgot about it until I went to bed and lay in my own piss.
I so want to believe that. I hope that's true.
It is true. It's going to be true. It's just, was it at Christmas? In fact, I'd like to know how many times this has happened.
So this was this whilst you were a student, whilst you were living by yourself, whilst you were at your parents?
All three stories are from my university days.
Okay. So, no, you wouldn't have been at university on Christmas Eve.
No, exactly. I would have been back at my house.
That's what I was asking. So I'm not asking where the bed is.
But Joy is university days.
University days.
So I was asking where the bed was. So the bed
at home.
Okay.
How old were you for each of these scenarios, roughly?
I was all 20 years old.
How old were you when you shit in the kitchen?
I was 20.
It was a bad year, wasn't it?
To be honest, I don't remember how old it was.
Did you really piss off some Haitian? Is it Haitian do the voodoos? People from Haiti? Haitians, yeah.
What? Haitians?
Haitians.
It's from Haiti.
So
I forgot what it was now. What we got?
So B was pissing himself, and then going back and sleeping in his own piss. A was that
I cried in my sister's downstairs toilet.
You cried after losing on a bet. And I don't believe that, because I know you're a better, and you do like your betting, but you're a savvy.
I lumped
better.
On
back then.
I lumped on a horse called Cato Star, which won the King George 5 times. And unfortunately, everyone else has a bet, and they had a bet using.
That'll be a different time of year, because you get your student loan in like September, October.
So it's just like the remainder of your student loan.
It might be. You get your next payment in January, so you won't be worried about that shit.
You get your installations in. You get your installations.
That's an installation.
Student loan installations.
Wayne, I'm with you. I don't even want to.
No.
I think you did that,
but it wasn't at Christmas.
Okay. And then the third one is that you nicked presents from your student housemates and then gave them to other people.
I had a Christmas party at my former place of work, and I woke up on Christmas Eve at my student house, and everyone had gone, and I got a text from my friend Luke saying he'd left some Christmas presents and there's a slim chance he'll swing by if I'm still at the house. I said I'm not there and took the Christmas presents and used them as my own.
So were these presents wrapped?
Yes.
So you don't know what these presents are?
Until I unwrapped them.
So you unwrapped them, looked what they were, then wrapped them again?
No, I
thought you like took them for yourself.
No, I used them as presents.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm still not there.
He had presents that he'd wrapped and taken home. Really, he'd left some and text me saying that he's going to come back to the house and get them. But there's only a slim chance. Are you still at the house? Because he hasn't got a key.
And these presents were wrapped still at the house?
Yes. I said, I'm not at the house, I'm at home, so tough. But I actually looked at them because I had no money and no presents, or only a few, and I used them as presents, or I used a few of them.
I don't think so. Either birthday or wedding presents. They're not Christmas presents. You pissed yourself. It wasn't A, it wasn't C, it was B.
His bags is B. Am I not allowed to? I also think it's B.
We'll flip for
you two low lives. Bloody hell!
How am I the low life?
I said both low lives.
You've slept in your own piss for two nights in a row, and shit yourself.
I haven't got a coin.
You got a lighter.
We're going to flick
which
a lighter
white
and see
or,
whichever,
all the way round,
whichever way this points at most.
That's the worst thing ever.
Okay, B.
There's a coin behind you.
Okay,
on that
so I'm not allowed B. I don't think you would. I don't think you would nick someone's Christmas presents. I'm going with A.
The answer is B.
Yeah!
Oh, no.
I woke up and I'd obviously slightly pissed myself.
Slightly.
Yeah, it, to be honest, it wasn't.
It just
And I absolutely completely forgot about it until I got back into bed. And I went, oh, Christ.
Was it the moistness or the smell?
Both.
Or the colour?
Both. And I realised, when I pulled the covers away, and I was like, oh, God. And I just thought, oh, fuck it. And just...
Did turn the mattress over?
No, just got back in bed and fell asleep.
No.
Yeah. The
Give me a point down.
You've won.
I won. It doesn't need to be on paper.
Fuck's sake. How are you
you got two.
Jesus, you've won by 2-1-1.
Think you're off a pint of whiskey.
You're drinking pints of whiskey. Story A about the King George is just nonsense.
That would never happen.
We always have a bet on the King George, and I was just trying to think of a reason for it. And
how have you ever cried after losing a bet?
No, not at all. Not at all. And
you're crying now.
And story C was nonsense. I have woke up on Christmas Eve at my student. House that I was sharing with everyone, and everyone had gone, and it was wasn't Luke, it was Lucy had left a present, and she said, "Are you still there? La di da di da, job done."
Right,
I didn't take it. I just left it there. So there is an element of truth to that. We all have a bet on Boxing Day, but obviously you got it right with the student loan. The fact that we don't get it until I couldn't remember. I mean, like I said, I was only in university for 4 years. You were there for a decade, was it, Wayne?
6 years.
6 years? I think that's a podcast in itself.
There we go.
Silent night.
Again.
You.
You're fucking lying.
No, it's you
Oh shit, it's Napoleon.
It's him.
Right, take two. Ready? Silent night, holy night.
All is calm, Beautiful. All is bright.
Round young virgins, mother and child.
Holy infant, so tender and mild.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
Sleep in heavenly
peace.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.